This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a major crime bill for 2020.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 600 be taken.
Senate Bill 600 was pre-filed back in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on January 13th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 12th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives the following day, given final passage on May 15th, and sent to the executive branch on May 27th. During Missouri Senate discussion on February 12th, sponsor Senator Tony Lukemire of Parkville told his colleagues his proposal deals with dangerous felonies.
During the interim task force on public safety, we heard from law enforcement agencies and prosecutors around the state who told us that much of our violent crime is connected to gang activity. This bill changes the state's conspiracy law to allow multiple defendants to be charged in a single indictment. This allows gang members to be prosecuted more efficiently rather than trying each of them in separate cases.
He adds this measure would also revise rules regarding probation.
To bar someone from being granted probation for second-degree murder, as well as repeat dangerous felons, or if a person commits a dangerous felony through use of a deadly weapon. We know from the crime statistics over the last 10 years that individuals committing dangerous felonies who are placed on probation have a 65% recidivism rate.
In addition, Senate Bill 600 would change the definition of dangerous felony, create a standalone crime of carjacking, and make changes to armed criminal action punishments. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says there are some people who agree with the need for this legislation, but maybe not every piece contained within the bill.
I think you and I are probably fundamentally on the same page when it comes to issues like this. There is a world of difference in crime between someone that has a low-level offense and someone that is a violent offender, as in some of the descriptions of what this bill does.
He also says this does not mean this measure is the only solution.
If, in fact, you are committing heinous crimes, you should probably be separated out. We also, at the same token, need to do a much better job at transitioning people out of prisons, giving people opportunities before they get to that point, providing a situation that is better for people in our state to flourish.
Senate Bill 600 would become law on August 28th. The executive branch continues to review all of the measures received this year. The deadline to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature is July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.